We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's see if the performance of the Phillies stunk in D.C. the way it did here. The great John Stahl is on the line. Hi, John.
I'm feeling inspired, guys. Good morning.
Hi, John, we'll start with it because it is a recurring theme. Franco doesn't run hard with in a big spot early in the game. Why isn't he running?
I don't know, man. I mean, the reason he's not running is because no one's making him run.
Yep.
There's been no accountability. That's been the big problem here, is that when you lay down a rule, when you say something is going to be a rule, when you say that you're going to hold people accountable and then you don't hold people accountable – they're not going to do what you want them to do. What you say is important. It's, you know, any parent who has children who tells their kids not to do something, but then doesn't punish them when their kids disobey or does something completely contrary to what they want them to do, the kids are going to keep doing it. And so that's what we've got going on in those types of situations. I know Franco was probably frustrated that he didn't come through in that moment, but if this had been something that Gabe Kapler had raised holy hell about in the clubhouse, yep, it would be known. You run. And at this point, with the team struggling the way it is against the Dodgers, where every single play is going to matter against the best team in baseball, you can't lollygag in that situation. You can't. The way this team's gone right now, you need every edge you can get. That was crazy.
All right. So, and they got lambasted on national TV, John, which maybe helped somewhat. The national guys, the ESPN guys, not only got them then, they got them when Bellinger did run and almost beat out a routine grounder. They got him again, and they said, this makes it even worse for Franco. At what point does somebody in the organization look at the lack of discipline on the Phillies team and point the finger at the manager? At what point is he held accountable?
I don't know. It's a great question, Angelo. And I think you're seeing also the difference between a good team that's playing well and a team that's playing poorly. And then maybe the Phillies are just a bad baseball team right now. A team that's playing well, that goes out every day expecting to win, does the little thing to make sure that happens. And the Dodgers look like the sharper team. The Dodgers have a great mixture of guys who can smash the ball out of the ballpark, but then they have an inning like they did last night where they're playing small ball, where they're hustling, where they're executing a double steal, you know, where they're making their own luck in a lot of those situations. And the Phillies just, it seems as though over these last 6 weeks that the losing has taken such a toll on this team that they almost seem resigned to it.
Yeah.
And that's as big a problem as anything else.
Well, you know what else, John? The message that was sent to the fan base through the president of the team, Andy McPhail, who made a rare appearance, was that there's no pressure on us. If we don't make the playoffs, we don't make the playoffs. We're ahead of schedule on most rebuilding teams. I thought it was a horrible and inaccurate message last Friday before they started this 7-game run against the Nationals and the Dodgers. I needed your reaction to that.
Well, I mean, it's good for me because I've started printing the "if we don't, we don't" T-shirts.
Yeah.
So I think those are
a lot. You probably heard our song.
It's not for who, for what, but it's kind of close, isn't it? I mean, if the team president, if the message he's sending is, if we don't make the playoffs, we don't make the playoffs, what are the players going to do? What's the attitude the players are going to have? And how big is the window here? Because you look at the Braves and you see all the young talent they have. They're going to be good for a long time. The Nationals with Soto, and they're going to probably re-sign Rendon, and they still have Scherzer and Tracer. They're going to be good for a long time. The Phillies have a window here. JT Realmuto is not signed past next year, so there's no guarantee you have him after 2020. Andrew McCutcheon's not going to play past his contract. Jean Segura is not going to probably play past his contract. I don't know how long this window is for the Phillies, and they're just burning through 2019 with no sense of urgency. And given all the money that this team spent in the offseason, that makes absolutely no sense to me.
All right, John, now I want to get to our confidence in the absolute man in charge. And I'm not talking about Middleton, that's ownership. I'm talking about the president, Andy McPhail, because he made himself an issue when he came forward on Friday. And here's what I want to understand, all right? We went back and looked at his record since he won the championship in 1991 with the Twins. He has currently going 10 consecutive losing seasons as an executive. The final year with the Cubs, all 5 years with the Orioles, which is right down where you are, and now the first 4 years with the Phillies. At any point, is somebody going to look at him and say, what the hell has he done in the last generation that would give you confidence he knows how to run a baseball team?
Yeah, 1991 was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. That's 28 years.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I'm sure McPhail has duties with the Phillies that we don't see very often, but Matt Klentak is the player personnel guy. John Middleton is the money. I don't know what value Andy McPhail brings to the organization at this point. And maybe there is some value that I don't see. I'm not saying he's useless, but I certainly don't think speaking in public is something they should have him do very often, because earlier this offseason when he poo-pooed this free agent class and seemed to indicate, well, we can look towards next free agency. Don't get your hopes up. And yeah, he has absolutely no sense of what to say to this fan base, to this city, in order to get people on his side. He's completely tone deaf, and you're right, there is not a track record for success. I thought it was a weird hire at the time too, because you don't have a guy who has excelled in the way baseball is currently played. He did not come from an analytics background or anything like that. He was supposed to be the old school baseball guy, right? You know, helping the new guys, the new school Matt Klentak and Gabe Kapler, kind of find their way and mix the two worlds together. And I don't see that how it's working. I think what this team should do is look at bringing somebody like Joe Girardi in, and maybe not even as a manager, but as somebody to kind of come in and troubleshoot the issues with this team. Maybe he takes on a role above Andy McPhail or below. I don't know what it is, but somebody like that who is well-versed in how to use analytics properly, how to institute it throughout the system. And he can look around and say, okay, here's where you're going wrong. Here's what you're not doing right. Here's where we need to improve. I think that's what this team needs as much as anything else, because I don't think Andy McPhail has any answers.
Tremendous idea. One last thing, John, and I've been doing this a long time, but every once in a while something comes up and I don't know how to behave on the air. And I need your advice. All
okay.
right?
Yeah.
This has never come up in 30 years doing a
wow.
show.
Okay.
What am I supposed to do when the entire team on the field doesn't know there's three outs? Could you help me to handle that with professionalism? The whole team didn't know there were three outs. What am I supposed to do with that?
You could silently weep. Because I mean, they were clearly so demoralized by that inning that they just mentally, it seemed like they all went on a mental vacation, hoping that it would end at some point.
The whole
and
team.
I've been a part of, you know, playing Little League. Anybody who's played Little League, you've been a part of innings where some team scores 12 runs and you have no idea what's going on. That's what it seemed like. They know they're playing a superior opponent. They know that they just got demoralized, and it just seemed like all the fight that was left in them left, and they wow. lost all sense of where they were.
Wow. John, you're phenomenal. John, tell everybody where they can follow your podcast. What do we got with Judd Stalness?
Yeah, go to Apple Podcasts and look for the Good Fight podcast feed. My podcast is Hitting Season. You can find it there, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get podcasts.
And also real, go Birds.
Yeah, and real soon he'll be doing a lot more with the Birds. Just
yeah,
swing right
radio,
over.
Absolutely.
John, you're awesome, man. Thank you very much for coming out with us
today.
Do you
know what's going to happen tonight?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.